Hey friends, welcome to Group Chat Sunday Edition, the podcast that helps student ministry leaders prepare for real conversations with real teens every Sunday morning. I'm Brett, your host, and as always, I'm passionate about helping students grow in their faith and helping you feel confident leading your small group. Whether this is your first year leading a small group or you're a seasoned veteran at this, this podcast is giving you a quick look at what matters most in this week's session from the Gospel Project entitled Into the Lion's Den. Let's get into it. This week's big truth is even when we suffer for our faith, God remains with us. Daniel's story reminds us that faithfulness isn't about convenience, it's about consistency. When the world pressures us to compromise, God calls us to stand firm, trusting that He is with us no matter what. This week's Christ Connection. Daniel faithfully trusted and obeyed God even at the risk of his life. God rescued Daniel from death and used him to advance his kingdom. Like Daniel, Jesus faithfully trusted and obeyed God, but unlike Daniel, Jesus was not spared from death. Jesus died and was resurrected to establish the kingdom of God. So, this week, we're looking at the story of Daniel in the lion's den. Daniel's enemies plotted against him by convincing King Darius to sign a law forbidding prayer to anyone but the king for 30 days. But Daniel did not panic. He prayed just as he always did. His spiritual discipline prepared him for this moment. When Daniel was thrown into the lion's den, God sent his angel to shut the mouths of the lions. Daniel walked out unharmed because he trusted in God. This story shows us that living by faith sets us apart from the world and that God is our hope in suffering. So here are a few questions your students might ask this week and how you can be prepared. Why didn't Daniel just pray in secret? Wouldn't that have been safer? What does it mean for God to be with us when life is hard? If God is with us, why do Christians still suffer? And finally, how can we build habits now that help us stand strong later? Daniel didn't suddenly decide to be faithful when the decree was signed. He had been faithful all along. Encourage your students to start forming spiritual habits now. Daily prayer, time in God's Word, and regular worship. These habits prepare us to stand firm when life gets tough. What they do today determines how they will respond tomorrow. Even when we suffer for our faith, God remains with us. That's the promise that we cling to. Jesus said in John 16, verse 33, "In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." So just a few quick reminders. One, this Sunday, December 21st, from 12:30 to 2:30, we have our old-fashioned hometown Christmas dinner for our student ministry leaders. That's you. So come bring your family for this fun family feast. If you would like to attend, please make sure you reach out to Jackie here in the office. Secondly, Christmas Eve services are right around the corner. This year, we will have services at 2, 3:30, and 5 in the Elevate Worship Center. We hope to see you there. Also, this is the last Sunday school for 2025. We will only have services on December the 28th, which that also means this is the last Group Chat Sunday Edition podcast for 2025. One last thing. Our spring leader training will be Wednesday, January the 7th. More information to come on that. Well, guys, thanks so much for tuning in to Group Chat Sunday Edition. Keep leading with love, and I hope you and your family have a very Merry Christmas. Enjoy this time, and know that we are grateful for each of you. Thank you for serving the students of Forest Hills. It's a joy and an absolute pleasure to partner with you. We'll see you next year.